man, Mark, we can't get enough of these Michigan men.
We just had Adam Schefter on.
Yes.
Now Jay Feely.
Well, you can't go wrong with a Michigan man.
Cannot go wrong with a Michigan man. Yes.
That sounds like a song by the Eurythmics, by the way.
Jay Feely, former NFL place kicker. And now with CBS, working with Spiro Dedis, he called the Broncos-Jacksonville game last week, and will be on the call of Broncos-Jets this week. Joins us now. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, boys. How are you, Stink? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, doing great, and just really appreciate you jumping on. Mike said something earlier that you talked in the broadcast about, and, you know, we always look at kind of the origins of offenses or the origins of defenses and who steals from who, and you talked about Vic Fangio and how some of the principles that he uses are being kind of handpicked throughout the league.
Yeah.
So take us into that information, how you come about that information and what you learned in the meetings with the Broncos.
Well, Stig, I did Brandon Staley and the Chargers week one. You know, and Brandon was obviously with Vic in Chicago, and he takes it to the Rams, and they're the best defense in the league last year, and now he takes over the Chargers. And then you see this starting to trickle around, and kind of what I said was just, you know, there was this offensive revolution around Shanahan and his coaching tree and the guys that spread out, and now there's almost this defensive evolution. You know, because Shanahan was in response to Pete Carroll and his kind of defensive dominance with what he was doing with his cover three system. And then now you got Brandon Staley and Joe Barry and Sean Desai and obviously Vic and what they're doing, which is in response to basically these offenses and what they were able to do successfully. And I just love his defense. I mean, I think it's sound. It's easy to replicate when you have really good safeties like the Broncos do with Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons. That allows you to be so diverse and allows you to change everything up, especially for young quarterbacks. When you change that picture after the snap for those young quarterbacks, and you saw it with Trevor Lawrence, it's hard. And they end up being late. And one of Trevor Lawrence's interceptions, he had the right receiver. He was just late on the throw because the picture changes and he's going through his progressions a little slow and he sees it and he throws it and he throws an interception. I think that's what they do so well.
You know, we've talked it here at ad nauseum about how good this defense has the potential of being and how good this secondary has the potential of being. Now, they're down one corner in Ronald Darby. They'll get him back eventually with a hamstring. He went on IR. But when you studied them and when you watched them, how good do you think this defensive secondary, this defense and this defensive secondary can be?
Yeah, I think, you know, losing Bradley Chubb hurt, obviously, because when you have him and Von Miller coming off the edges, you know, that just makes the secondary even better. You know, they work in conjunction together, but they're deep. I mean, bringing in Kyle Fuller from Chicago, who knows this defense and understands how to play it, and then a Pat Surtain, who played really well last week, and I liked it. That was his first opportunity to go in there and start, and the interception he made was excellent. You know, I mean, it's teaching tape. You know, he's running down the sideline, he gets his head around, he finds the ball, he makes a beautiful catch for an interception, and, you know, they have so much depth with these guys, and then they got guys like, you know, Callahan, OJ Media, who's injured, and Darby, who's injured. I mean, there's the potential, I think, to be a top five defense for sure, if not one of the best defenses in the league. You know, especially if you can get Chubb back and get him out there, and they have depth up front, and I think they just do what they do really well is they make offenses frustrated, offensive coordinators and quarterbacks, because you have to be content to take the check down, you have to be content, you know, to run the ball for 3-4 yards and kind of slowly matriculate down the field. You know, and defense or offenses get frustrated with that.
Biz with Jay Feely, CBS's Jay Feely. He'll be working the Broncos-Jets game again this week. And, Jay, as you know, we've been a little bit quarterback-starved here in Denver. And so we're looking for signs, any signs that we can latch on to that would suggest that Teddy Bridgewater could end up being the guy. Do you see any yet?
I see a lot of signs. You know, I think what he does better than anything, though, is bring leadership to that locker room. You know, and I think that's been missing from that position. You know, because he galvanized. You listen to guys talk about him. You listen to Von Miller talk about him and Courtland Sutton and what they say. And the first thing they talk about is not his quarterback play. It's just what he brings in that locker room, the experience that he brings. You know, I think a guy, Sneak, you can talk about this more than anybody, but when you get injured and the game is taken away from you, even for a little while, and you're not sure if you're going to be able to get back out there and play again, you begin to appreciate it more. And I think that's where Teddy Bridgewater is right now in his career. You know, he wasn't sure if he'd ever get back to the spot where he was a starting quarterback and, you know, gets taken away from you. Now he's got a team again. He's playing well. This offense with Pat Shurmur, he understands it. He was with him in Minnesota. It's a good fit. And he's executed it really well.
Yeah, what do you see? What do you see in this offense when you just kind of look at it on tape that needs to be better? Like for this team to get to that consistently, you know, scoring 28, scoring 30 points. What is it about this offense that you see? You say, this is the one thing they need to do better to really get to be kind of almost upper echelon type offense.
Well, you watch it too. I'd love to hear your perspective, but I think red zone. They have to be better in the red zone when you get in there. The way that they're going to move this ball down the field and taking shots to Cortland Sutton was big in the last game, and they finally hit one in the second half. The ability to have big plays, but they hadn't had a lot of big plays. You know, they had been slowly kind of methodically driving down the field. And if you do that, it's great because you eat up a lot of clock. Right now, I think they have a 14-minute time of possession advantage, which is huge. That keeps your defense fresh, you know, but you have to be able to finish in the red zone when you do that because you are eating up that clock. And that's an area where they haven't been good in the past, the last couple of years, and they struggled a bit this year as well.
Jay, man, totally. I really appreciate you popping on, man. Thank you so much. I know you're in Arizona for getting up early for us. I truly appreciate that.
I just like the fact that you had to have a kicker on to come on and talk ball. That just makes me happy. Yeah. I know there's a part of you that just really hurts.
That's right. Mark, why don't you tell Jay what yes. you've told me about kickers?
Well, good kickers are to be seen and not heard, but you have educated yourself and you know, and listen, Jay's one of the few players that for me there's a lot of kickers that are this way that really understand. They understand the game and they appreciate the game. And so, hey, I have no, you know, I
thought you
Jay.
Said they aren't football players.
Well, no, they're kickers. but you, like none of the coaches, hey, listen.
You know what I did? I would go around because, you know, I mean, Stink's right. Like you kick for 30 minutes and then you're done. And that's a two and a half hour practice and you don't have anything to do for the next 2 hours. And so I literally would walk around. I'd go watch Alex Gibbs coach the offensive line, you know, when I was in Atlanta. And I remember Alex Gibbs yelling and screaming at me at one practice because he was just pissed off that I was just over there standing watching him.
So Jay has educated himself, and that's what I appreciate more than anything about Jay. And he was a phenomenal kicker over the course of his career. And I like listening to him. He's got good stuff. Makes me think. Jay, man, you're the best. Appreciate you. And by the way, how's your son playing golf, by the way? Jay is a great golfer. I know your son just hits bombs. How's he doing?
Just bombs. He's on football right now. They're in the middle of the season at ASU with Herm. But yeah, he hits it legit 350. Like, I mean, he hits it 60 yards past me. It's ridiculous. But he can't beat me, Stink. You know,
I know that's right.
You got to make him earn it. He still hasn't beaten me yet.
All right. Well, good. Hey, man, have a great call this weekend. Really appreciate you jumping on.
You too, bud. All right. Take care, guys.
All right. There he is. Jay Feely joining us on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Again, he'll be calling Broncos and Jets. We got four down territory coming up next, and very curious to hear how Mark responds to Vic Fangio's characterization of how the Bradley Chubb surgery went. That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.